This call is being recorded.
Okay, for those of you who are with us on computer, open the Super Being site. And mouse over Sunspace and choose G-Space. G-Space is an actual, you know, we're always dealing with things that are so funny to explain because it's a real space and a non-space plane. You know, in other words, it's, you could say that it's a space in an area where there is no distance is a defining feature of that level of being. And it's our space. And when we get together using G-Space, we're there together. Even the ones that are with us by phone, a more primary you is there with us in G-Space. And we're arrayed in a circle, and how we appear varies kind of from person to person. Often we're just seen as orbs, sometimes as beings. It doesn't really matter because the symbols don't matter. It's the essence that matters. And very frequently there is a configuration that you could say is like a wagon wheel with a hub, and we are in effect the spokes, and we will commune here while we get into an increasingly relaxed state in order to allow for the increased commingling of our essences, so that we, when that's done, we can actually travel as a single essence of components to the screening of the white fountain. And then we'll actually go right to the temple, and it's a profoundly powerful experience. So let's get relaxed, get together here in G-Space, understand that we're in G-Space, and begin breathing evenly and deeply through your nose, not so deep that it's an effort, and make the inhale the same length as the exhale. And you might be surprised at how much in sync, after really only maybe a minute, we all are, even with our breathing. And so let's just do that while I go ahead and run through the standard relaxation routine. And that is, close your eyes if they're not already, and relax your forehead. All we want to do here is move to an open and receptive state. If you don't want to be open and receptive with this, if this is energy that you are hesitant to receive, just hang up. We are talking about energy. It's real, and it will come your way if you're open, sincere, and receptive. Now relax your eyes. Allow for a deeper relaxation. One that you know is just profound rest. Now relax your jaw. And your throat. And with that relaxed and open throat chakra. Say, I accept. And now, with your very next exhale, just allow yourself to deflate completely while relaxing your chest completely. We are sufficiently commingled with our essences to say that we are a single essence. So now we'll move together towards the beautiful misty cloud that surrounds the white fountain. As we reach the margins of this mist, and this mist is in fact the device used to cleanse our subtle bodies so that we can enter the temple and not be a contaminating presence. But before we move completely into it, because it's beginning right now, I'm sure you feel it, a flower will pop into your mind's eye. When it does, lock it in, because that's the flower that you will take with you to the temple. Now we're fully in the mist, and it's doing its purifications. There's a pretty good group of it. In fact, this is the biggest group we've ever taken to the White Fountain, I think. And so this could take a few minutes. So just rest easy and stay open and have fun with your flower while this process continues. I can mention while we go through this that the accoutrement of what our collective psyche has done with this temple and what it looks like is sort of a classic, Greek styling temple, if you will, seemingly lots of marble and white and gold and all that kind of stuff. And that's all I'm going to say because it's going to be different for everybody, and it should be because we don't want to fix such potential beauty into any sort of fixed state. But when we get there, we can go ahead and imagine a kind of dock of marble and 13 steps leading up to the temple proper. And it's when we get there, arriving literally as a bouquet of what I can only imagine to be exceedingly exotic flowers, because I know the one in my head is unbelievable. I wish I were an artist and I would render it. And I encourage anybody who does have artistic inclinations to go ahead and and create what that flower looks like. And it looks like we're finished screening pretty much. We can continue to move through the mist now towards the temple and just allow the finishing touches, if you will, because there are adjustments also that are being made. It isn't just about purification. And now the temple comes into view. We usually come here by boat, but this was the way to do it tonight. And now we're down at the bottom of the stairs. And from my view, the temple is more magnificent than I've ever seen it. And now together we just move up the stairs. And on those stairs, just pick one to leave your flower on. Now we're into the temple proper. And the people that materialize for our visits are with us. And the messaging and pulses are all going to be light years beyond explanation and language. And therefore, we can silently commune here. But if somebody feels as though they have connected with who is usually what we refer to as the lady of the temple, and there is a spoken message, don't hesitate to unmute yourself and share what you think that might be. I'm just fully acknowledging that somebody here might have that as a faculty or a skill or whatever. And sometimes I do as well. So if I hear something, I'll certainly share it. But for now, in this totally relaxed state, let's commune and allow them to do what needs to be done. I'll go ahead and mute myself. I'm getting a little information to pass on. I am sure that most or all of you are feeling this outpouring of love to the extent that it is just ecstasy. It just makes me cry. And the message, interestingly enough, is that love in its least tainted form, if you will, and that is to say, it can only be tainted by thought and can therefore only be tainted by something that doesn't really understand. But the message is this: love is ecstasy, and ecstasy is the state of connection of the bodies that you as a group are creating, not just individually, but more importantly, the collective body. And just from my perspective, meaning Jason, I know that we are in fact creating and really already have and are endowing these plasma electric bodies at all times with everything that is needed to be able to consciously navigate the multicosm. There's naturally much to be said about this, and it is at the heart of all mysticism from time immemorial. But, we'll get to it by and by. It's already happening, especially for those using the alchemy. We're officially finished for the night, but please feel free to hang here as long as you like, even right into sleep. And hang up or don't, it doesn't matter. But the recording is over, let's put it that way. And I'll again mute.